listening to Goons, Games, and Gear, the sexiest gaming podcast in the world.
Oh, it's so good to be back, all four of us together again. It's literally been, technically a month without all four of us.
Oh, that's right. I forgot last time we were down one person, yeah, too.
Rob wasn't here last time, he was sick. I was then out the last time before that.
I was on the floor.
I think it'd be a funny April Fool's joke next year, whenever we get big enough, just have four people completely replace us for an episode.
That would be...
It's like, what do you mean? This is... we've always been this way. I want Denzel Washington to play my role.
Okay, I choose Jim Carrey.
Ooh, nice.
Harrison Ford,
okay.
Rob?
Yeah, Rob, what's yours?
Who do you want to play you?
Who do I want to play?
In our live action adaptation.
I changed mine.
Can I have the dog from Air Bud?
Yes. I'll allow it. But he's going to bark. He's not going to have like mental notes about talking. He's just bark. Okay.
That's fine. I want to change mine. I don't want Harrison Ford. I want John Malkovich.
Who's John Malkovich?
He's an actor.
All right, you can have him. I just don't know him. So
you just made that up.
Yeah, is he gaslighting me live?
No. Did you ever see the movie Con Air? With Nicolas Cage.
Dude, he's just making stuff
this
up.
This guy.
Right?
Yeah. They made an entire movie called Inside the Mind of John Malkovich, and it was
actually I want my be John Wick, not Keanu Reeves, but just like him playing just John Wick.
Yeah, John Wick.
And I want him to like always be like looking around his shoulder for like just people trying to get him. Just like, yeah, so I want to think about the economy. Wait. Oh, okay.
I heard something. I pulled out a
Now you pulled out a pencil. He's like, yeah. I'm ready.
Just holding a pencil the whole podcast. Exactly, yeah.
And then you see someone like come up behind him. He's like, wait a second. Okay. So and I expect John Wick himself to be like super into what is it called? It's the stuff Rob Space Marines. Yeah. I expect him to be like big into Space Marines. That's like that'd be his like his niche, you know. Anyway, we're back. We're better than ever. But don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, support us by becoming a member. That's right, we're crowdfunded. All of this is because of you. That's right, you who I'm looking at the camera, and if you're listening audibly, I'm saying it to you. You know, just $2.99 gets you some awesome things like early videos and emotes and getting this joyous podcast and early episodes and all that fun stuff. So I just like to get the shill out of the way, but let's get started. Okay. We unfortunately just went through the ordeal that was start watching the Star Wars Outlaws trailer. Full disclosure. I don't know dick about Star Wars at all. I have no interest in the series. Derek is a big-ish fan, right? That's what we agreed on.
Yeah.
Rob said they killed my boy. Rob's like, Disney massacred my boy. And actually, George, what is your stance on Star Wars? Do you?
I used to really enjoy Star Wars when I was a kid. The first three, and then the second three came out, which, you know, precedes the first three.
Right.
Stupid. Out of those, I only liked Revenge of the Sith, and then after that I kind of fell off. Like, I like Star Wars, I like the universe, I like how cool it can be, but I'm nowhere near deep enough into the lore that I can actually say that I'm like a fan. I like it, I'm a casual dabbler.
Okay, and the casual dabbler. Well, we all watched what was could just be the best trailer ever seen by God's hands, and I'm not impressed. I think this looks like a big old boring Far Cry in space. I think that they're Ubisoft. Actually, let's take a step back for a second. I want to show this. So it should be on screen. That's right. New screen now. They came out. There's the editions. Now, Derek totally called this with having like a gold edition and ultimate months ago.
It's the Ubisoft like copy and paste. It's just every single one of them. I don't get it.
The Ubisoft tax. But people are actually speaking up about it, which is kind of cool. So $70 for the normal game. Don't forget your pre-order bonus, a cosmetics pack for your speeder, and a cosmetic for a Trailblazer spaceship. What the goddamn do? gold edition for $40 more. you get the base game pre-order, 3 days early access, and the season pass. So they're already $40 for season pass. Okay.
Why do you need a season pass in a single player game?
Dude, you get two exciting DLCs. One being Jabba the Hutt. So you know people will buy it.
Two. You get two. That's insane. Well,
no, you get two, but one of them is battle Jabba
pass.
The Hutt.
My bad. I was gassed up on that Fortnite battle pass that I thought.
Oh yeah. No, no, Rob. Games still do season passes. You just don't hear about them anymore because they're dead after the game comes out anyway.
Yeah, and then there's the icing on the cake, the Ultimate Edition, the base game pre-order bonus, 3 days early access, season pass, and then. Now this is where the the other $20 comes kicks in. The Disney tax. Yeah, so Gold Edition is the Ubisoft tax. The Ultimate is the Disney Ubisoft collaboration tax. You got the Rogue Infiltrator bundle, which includes cosmetic for K, Nyx, the speeder, and the Trailblazer. Okay, isn't that the same thing?
How am I going to choose which cosmetic to use? I get like seven of them.
The Sabacc Shark bundle. Cosmetics for K and her blaster, Nyx's speeder, that's literally the same thing as Rogue, and the digital art book. dude, yes, $130.
He's already sold on the Ultimate.
Yeah, I'm pre-ordering now.
Woo!
How many copies are you getting, Derek?
Well, three.
I have to get all Ubisoft Plus, because then I only get the full experience.
Okay, hold on a second. This might be my big brain moment. What if they purposely dick you over with this just to try and incentivize you to get the Ubisoft Plus membership?
It worked. I'd rather pay the $17.99 for the month, beat it in the month, and then
what if you forget? What if you give them another $17.99?
Sure, they have to have a free trial, right? So I get the first month free, and then if I accidentally pay for the second one, oh well, I guess.
I think it's a 2 week trial. I think when I tried it was 2 weeks.
All right, I got 2 weeks to beat the game for free. So, nice.
Another thing to take note of real fast, because I'm looking. Not only is for the $40 two DLCs, you also get a single exclusive mission to the Gold Edition.
No fucking way,
dude! It's worth it. Never
what?
Mind. Oh my. There's no debate. It's worth it.
No debate. Dude. So I'm really curious of Rob's take on this, because I know he loves the single player games, and he loves giving money out. So Rob, what are your thoughts? Like you saw the trailer. Is the Ultimate Edition worth it?
No.
He's shaking his head. Yes. Oh.
Shaking his head. Yes. No.
For all your listeners, he's saying
wild
yes.
Fantasy of anybody. God, I hate subscription based services, man. That's
no. Okay. I'm not against subscription-based services depending on the price and value. I'd argue Game Pass is worth it because you also get EA Play, but
I also don't care for it. It's just
right. No, I get it. Dude, I totally get that.
I'm an angry 30-year-old boomer. Hey, let me be mad about it.
Anyone watching right now, just for what it's worth, I had Ubisoft Plus free trial. I am not paying for it ever. That's ridiculous. I know it says reactivate Ubisoft Plus. You're literally just playing for Far Cry. You're really buying the Sorcerer, Assassin's Creed, and Far Cry, right? Like, they have no live service game to support. It's literally just single player games and just cram down these stupid DLCs down your throat. Also to note is the fact that people are making a big deal of it now. I don't know why now, but it says on the disc you need internet connection to install the game.
That's literally
it's online only too.
Right. No. It's you need internet to install the game and download like the day one update. But that's been the case since like PS4 and Xbox One.
I'm gonna be honest I'm just looking for reasons to be mad about this game.
Oh, you're allowed to.
No. What you said was true, but I don't think it's just the day one update. I think the majority of the game is online. I think the key is just on the disc.
Well, that's how most games are. The disc is the key. You download 90% of games pretty much nowadays. So put in the disc, it downloads the whole game instead of the other way around. So
right. And it's just I'm conflicted about it, because I feel like when you're paying for the disc version, you're still ultimately getting screwed over, because if they shut down like the servers and you uninstall the game, then you can't reinstall it even if you have the disc. That's my That's how it would work, right?
No, because it's a single player game. So you, as long as you're able to download the updates, which I don't.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
That's not a server based thing, I don't think. But I would say they would have to shut down the entire PlayStation server for the PS5, basically. Because it's not a multiplayer game; it's a single player game.
I get that, but the download I don't think is on Microsoft servers. I think it's from Ubisoft. Well, it has to be in Microsoft in some way. I don't know.
Microsoft has to approve it. They go through and A-OK all of the updates for things. I think it came out during Cyberpunk when that was a disaster and they were trying to put out updates. There's something about PlayStation stopping them for some reason, but.
I was going to Google it, but I'm I'll just look stupid. I don't know. I just feel so if that's the case, what you're saying is then basically if there's no internet access and I put the disc in, I could play the game. I just wouldn't have the day one update. And let's just say they shut down the servers.
No. I think you would still need internet to play it. You still need internet to play the game. It's just you need internet to initially install it. Don't need internet. Because then it's installed and the disc is in there, so.
Right, but let's just say let's just say Ubisoft it burns to the ground for whatever reason. And you have the disc.
It's on the PlayStation servers or Microsoft servers.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not like Siege, right? So Siege is an online only game. If the internet went out, you wouldn't be able to play Siege at all. This game, if it's 2 weeks after launch, you have it installed already and are able to have everything downloaded and installed and your internet goes out, you'd be able to play it still.
Okay.
Is once you have that initial update installed or the game downloaded, then I think you're okay to play it without internet.
Okay. Right. So, but the question that Derek posed was, what if you uninstalled it completely and then years later, right?
It's delisted.
It's delisted, even though you only need internet to install it. If the install is now removed, does that mean that your physical disc that you purchased, which has the data,
it still works? You can still download the update. Yeah. The update's not tied to the server. Okay. I mean, it's tied to PlayStation and Xbox server.
Okay.
Yeah.
I still think that it's a bit ridiculous for a single player. I don't know. I'm also old, so I miss the days of,
It's like Evolve, for example, right? You could put in Evolve while the servers were down and download the updates and play that game still for bot matches and stuff, a game that specifically says requires internet to play regardless of what mode you're playing.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So I understand that a bit more. I don't know. Again, I'm old. Call me a boomer. I miss the days of hey, I have a cartridge. Let me put my cartridge in. The entire game is there.
Right.
Oh, gaming's stupid now. There will be a day where PS4 and on that those generations of systems just will not work. There will be games you won't be able to play because they require internet the entire time.
Or that one, I think it was Darkspore or whatever. That was just the beginning.
Right.
But didn't that basically just happen with Nintendo?
Nintendo's a different breed. Nintendo literally will do everything in their power to make sure you can't play a game that you purchased.
Yeah, but didn't they just shut down the 3DS and Wii U servers?
Right, so any online capabilities for any games are now gone for the Wii U and 3DS. So Mario Maker 1, you can't... I think that game is just useless now. Or Splatoon 1, you can't play any online thing.
Yeah, but the single players you can because they're on a cartridge. Are
all gone. Right.
But Nintendo's actually different because the console games Xbox and PlayStation, they force you to install the game to the drive, even if you're playing off the disc. Nintendo doesn't do that. Right. Nintendo plays on the cartridge, which is old. So Nintendo, but Nintendo still has day one updates. But if the servers went down, Derek right now could go to his 3DS and rip the 3DS, by the way. He could still play Pokemon by putting in, the cartridge, assuming he has it.
Right. But the eShop's completely gone now, which I went on. It was really sad. It was a ghost town of an old friend.
Yeah, YouTube member Neo says, to be fair, they won't be able to fit all the data needed onto the disk. It's been that way for years. Well, that is true. It's because they aren't they're not making upgrades to disk anymore. They don't care.
They're not doing that. Plus, they're not optimizing it, right? If Nintendo can optimize these ridiculous Nintendo games, I know, to fit on a tiny little cartridge.
Don't say the truth.
I know. Why can't Sony or Microsoft figure out Blu-ray discs that can hold? What is the capacity of a Blu-ray disc? Isn't it something ridiculous?
I think it's like 40. I don't know. I thought it was going to say 40 gigs, but
hold on.
Yeah, like they will. I mean.
25 gigs, oh, 25 per gigs. Okay. Layer.
Per layer, yeah.
I mean, so you can get a quadruple layer disc that holds 128 gigabytes.
Yeah, but they don't want to shell that money out.
They don't want that.
In their defense, right? I would imagine it also mostly alleviates the whole scratch disc like fiasco we always have. Because now they're just
reading Blu-rays now, though, right? Like Blu-rays rarely ever scratch.
I don't know. When I put my knife against it, you know, and then I get the error, I get pissed off. You know? I'm like, what the hell?
When I whip it against the wall, it breaks. And like, I don't know. It's just kind of bad manufacturing.
Yeah. And Neo, YouTube member paying Nemo, Neo says, that would make the games even more expensive if the physical disc costs more to produce. That's true. But we're already getting an increase in price in games.
We're getting screwed for no reason.
That's another thing that we might touch on at some point. But yeah, like, yes, the cost is going to go up. But whether or not they upgrade the discs, we don't know what the state of games are. Like, yeah, it's been about 4 years since they upped it back to 70 per game as the standard. But yeah, that might go away. Like, we don't know.
I think it was EA that started it because they just suck. I think it was them. But like 130 for these ultimate editions, and it's you got to download it all.
Cosmetics.
Really though. I think it's stupid. 130.
It's not worth it.
Yeah, it's not never, worth it.
And it's been a long time coming that Ubisoft has gotten away with this for so long, and like at least like with the physical editions, I think the gold and the ultimate, you also get a steelbook with them. Like for the physical ones, but these, right, like physical. There's no reason the physical that comes with a steelbook and the digital that comes with literally nothing should be the same price,
right? I agree with that. I think like I think you need digital. Realistically, digital should still be like $60 because it's never it's never one-to-one, right. And also excuse me, I'm also part of this. I think besides Ubisoft being intensely greedy, it's just the fact that it's Star Wars, right? Like I think they're just trying to maximize the name. Remember we had that conversation where we wanted to change Goons Game to Gear to Rob and Rob for name recognition. Like it's kind of like Rob's more Rob's, and you know that's why
Rob squared.
I always said if Rob made a YouTube channel, it should be Retro Rob. I think that'd be that, you know, yeah, Retro Rob. Name. Yeah, I know, right? It's great. It rolls off the tongue. Anyway, but also, by the way, anyone listening to this, we did a reaction to it, which we'll have at some point soon. But I wasn't really impressed. It was just more in-game engine cutscenes, right? Yeah. That was like the majority of it. And so I guess it's supposed to be like you're planning a heist so you can stop being a slave, I guess, right? That's like the gist. Yeah. More like, someone owns you.
You're like Han Solo, basically. You're playing whatever he was in the movies. And I said while we were watching, or like at the end of it.
Smuggler?
It's Smuggler, yeah, there you go. And I said at the end of it, they were just afraid to show gameplay because it's either a reskin of Far Cry or Assassin's Creed, because that's all Ubisoft knows how to do. So
no game, no buy.
Right. They're gonna wait to show it until closer because
no game. I mean, no buy in the first place, but no game, no hype.
Right. No gameplay, no hype. So,
testing phase. I was trying to, and also we mentioned during the reaction, but also like the internet exploding because one half is like, "Oh, why do you need internet connection to install it?" But the other half's like, "Oh, the girl there's ugly. Like, who cares?" You know, it's just like, man, people pick out the weirdest things to be mad about. Especially with the look of the main character, who like it's just a normal looking girl. It's really not that big of a deal. Like, I, personally, I'm not a person who just like picks a play a girl because she's pretty. I know some of you might actually be that way. One of you three. I've known people who I'll just pick the girl character. I think she's hot. I'm like, I don't understand it, but hey, man, you do you. I just think it's not a big deal to like, oh no, she's not like superbly hot. Okay.
She's not attractive. I can't play this game. Oh no.
Maybe the Star Wars fandom just like needs hot people to play their characters. Like, didn't everyone go crazy? Disney.
They're just going to throw actors and politically correct wokeness until something sticks and people will buy up the slot because they're still chasing that Star Wars nostalgia from years ago. Even though you should temper your expectations and realize that anything that Disney puts out Star Wars-wise is never going to really truly capture the magic that you used to have with Star Wars every time a movie or a really good game would come out for it. Just accept that Disney has taken a steaming dump on your IP.
Yeah. Oh, it's a stinky, all and right.
Never let's forget what they took from you.
And yeah, on top of it, let's also not forget that this is Ubisoft. And Disney both like just decided
two Star forces Wars? Of evil.
Star Wars Outlaws, this is our litter box collectively. Let's share.
Let's share this litter box. Two arms.
I understand that it was just the release trailer. I watched it. You had me watch it a little while ago. I wasn't impressed. I know that it's like story cinematic and everything, but like, I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I don't like trailers that come out if they don't share a little bit of actual gameplay. Like if it's just cinematic, it's like, cool, okay.
And the first trailer they had like months ago, maybe in a year, it was also dreadfully boring. It was just like very slow movements and like all sneak and I don't know. This didn't impress me at all. Like I think I'm the people they're supposed to cater to, the people who aren't into Star Wars, and this was supposed to get me into Star Wars. What?
Oh, I'm just laughing at one of the comments that somebody hates Disney and Ubisoft, and
it's Neo.
It's Neo. Again, paid member. if you want to see the chat live, feel free to watch us live. But anyways, that both Ubisoft and Disney are disliked, and they can't imagine that their love child coming out any better than disappointing. So,
yeah, man, that's basically it. That's it's like the two worst companies to do this. You know,
the comment got me. I couldn't help but actually laugh out loud. So
it's just really weird that like Disney's with Ubisoft. Like they did the Avatar game too. So like that's them.
That was another love child of them.
And that like
did that do well? No one talks about it.
Nothing about that game. Anybody who bought that game, like please let us know somewhere. But like. I need to know if Far Cry Avatar version was good or not.
All I'm seeing over the internet is people are disappointed with how they butchered the female lead. I don't really get that one. That Ubisoft is botting their own trailer with these. Yeah, I can see the clickbait comments, but there's that and the fact like it just looks boring. Also, apparently the Steelbook is exclusive to Target. Because GameStop just refused to put any money for pre-order stuff. I always find it insane. GameStop has the worst pre-order bonuses. It's always the worst. You know? It's like...
That was like when I Princess Peach Showtime, I was like, oh, were there any pre-order bonuses? Wasn't there like an acrylic stand? And the guy there was literally like, no, you should have pre-ordered it at Best Buy. They had stuff. I was like, what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Best Buy always has like the best pre-order. I was like, oh, here's like a replica gun. Here you go. Right. I'm like, oh, here's a dinky little coin.
Here's a keychain.
here's some trash I found. that's the GameStop pre-order.
Yeah.
So like, I'm not excited for this. It looks boring. Derek, are you going to get it out of curiosity? Since you're a Star Wars fan?
No, I don't play video games by myself. It's only for us. I'll get it when it's like $20 Friday.
What if they announce a co-op mode and the second player plays as the little alien dude?
I'm down.
Who hurt you? You can't enjoy a game by yourself anymore.
What's the time? I just don't have time. Yeah. Actually, you know, I've been playing Ultra Sun and Moon on my 3DS. And that's actually been a pretty joyous time.
Who's your team?
I have Beware.
Nice. Galassapod, nice.
Gyarados, because he's like the only good water Pokemon in that game.
Wait, but Galassapod is bug water.
Well, I had Gyarados for a while. I just added Galassapod.
Okay, so well, drop Gyarados.
I'm trying to train him up. Okay. Yeah, Gyarados. Toucannon, he's just like my favorite Pokemon from that gen for some reason.
Really?
Yeah, I've had that bird.
I am shocked.
Firebird? They're like, how do we do Firebird again? But
wait, what? Cool. Toucan's normal flying.
No, he learns fire moves though.
It's so cool.
He's a firebird without being a firebird.
Oh, and that's what's so confused. Cool. I'm like, what are you talking about? he's not fire. Yeah, what he's are you a banger.
Dude, so good. So
gotcha.
Good. And then it's Incineroar.
I thought your favorite was Decidueye.
It is. That's why I picked Litten this time.
Oh,
just to change it up. But that's been a banger.
Gotcha. Well, so far, we are not impressed with Star Wars. Maybe another trailer comes out by August, and it'll change our tune. But let us know what you guys think, like Neo has. And I don't think I can really milk this topic anymore, other than $130 is a stupid price for this. It's Ultimate Edition.
Let's give the warning we give for all Ubisoft games. This game will be on sale 2 weeks after launch.
Oh, that's true.
Right, do not buy it at full price, all right?
Right, yeah. Although, to be fair, like,
man, I've heard of never buy a console at launch, but never buy a game at launch.
No,
never buy Ubisoft launch games. Never, literally yeah, 2 weeks.
Literally, I don't know what it is. After 2 weeks, it's $49.99 now. It's also on sale for.
There's almost since a game you're installing from the internet anyway. There's literally no reason not to just do 1 month of Ubisoft Plus. In fact, you could literally do what, like 3 months and. You get your fills of the game and just drop it, and you still save money.
I honestly think 1 month would be enough to play through the game maybe once or twice.
Hold on. You're underestimating Ubisoft's power to pad their games.
Oh, right.
The Ubisoft pad.
The follow quests? That's right. That's right. I forgot.
So, my question, though, is if you were to do the Ubisoft Plus and do it for the 1 month and get access to the game... Yes, you would still get your pre-order bonus, but would you get your season pass content when it comes out, or do you still have to reactivate your Ubisoft Plus?
You have to reactivate it.
You'd have to reactivate it. Honestly, if you were to reactivate it two more times for each of the DLCs, you'd still be spending less than
or
the gold edition.
Big brain, you just wait until the two DLCs are out and then do it once because
you're not missing anything.
And what you do and then what you do up until that point is just play Elden Ring, so that way you get the time filled in.
Go back and play like Knights of the Old Republic for the original Xbox, because that's a better Star Wars game.
Like, well, you should come up with a video like games to play to wait until all of Star Wars Outlaws is out. Like, should you get this game now? well, you should play until the full edition comes out. So.
Dude, you missed the release. Wait, what? Yeah, we were too busy playing this.
I've been playing Smash Ultimate. Yeah, like, I don't know. Dude, have you played that game? It's a banger. Have you played? So anyway. All right, well, I guess we can't really shill any more of that. So let's move on here. EA, oh, I love EA. Ooh, hoo, hoo. They are raising the price of EA Play subscription. I know Rob's been, he's actually a huge advocate of EA Play.
Rob, what's your favorite EA game of all time?
Yeah, what's your favorite EA game?
Need for Speed Porsche Unleashed.
Damn. That's a real game. I didn't think he'd give me a real game.
I was expecting that. Mine would probably be Mass Effect 2.
They weren't called EA. They were actually called Electronic Arts.
That's right.
In full.
They used to make good Star Wars games.
Mass Effect 2 is my favorite.
Need for Speed games.
George, what's your favorite EA game?
I mean, would it be bad to say
there's no wrong answer?
Underground?
Except for that one. That's a bad answer.
No. Need for Speed Underground was a good game. But again, that was Electronic Arts.
You should have said Underground 2, but okay.
I mean, Underground 2, Underground, I like them both.
Okay.
Derek, what's your favorite?
I'd say Dead Space.
Oh, really? You picked Dead Space over Mass Effect 2?
It's hard. But yeah, I'm going to stick with Dead Space.
Oh, wait, Battlefield 1's on here. Damn, I might have to pick Battlefield 1. Damn, Battlefield 1 Revolution was an unbelievable banger.
Bad Company 2, though.
Ooh. Bad Company 2.
Bad Company of Battlefield Vietnam. It's Battlefield Vietnam. Never mind. Yeah, Battlefield, Battlefield Vietnam.
Vietnam expansion for Bad Company 2 is the greatest gaming thing ever received.
Old EA before they enslaved their workers and, you know, you know, worked them to death and are always voted the worst company ever. Man, that was like prime games. Prime game before microtransactions. Before was it fun? What is it called? It was like a fun surprise mechanics.
Oh yeah, the surprise boxes. Surprise.
Yeah, right.
Surprise.
So it's basically getting a $1 increase. $1 increase to EA Play tier. EA Pro is getting like a $2 increase. So like it doesn't seem big in theory, but honestly, it just adds up. Like it. They never stop. They never stop. Also, this is like the worst. If I was making a tier list, actually, I'd probably go Ubisoft Plus, EA Play, Game Pass, I guess. Like, you know, is there another game subscription service I'm missing?
I feel like there is, but I can't. Mm-hmm. Oh, like PlayStation Plus, but that's like.
I don't even consider that like care. I consider that different, but either way, it's like. Man, EA, your games. I can understand people actually signing up for this because you know it's like multiplayer stuff, right? Battlefield games,
Dead Space. Good games on
right.
Like the older EA games,
but it's bundled into Game Pass, so like just get Game Pass,
right.
Just get game. You know, it's like
paying for the EA subscription on its own. Is definitely not worth it if you can just pay for Game Pass. And I understand some people don't have like an Xbox or a computer that works on PlayStation too, right? Like PlayStation for EA Pass, or is that only Xbox? Because if so, why not just get Game Pass, which is cheaper and gives you access to it?
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, and I'm not sure if you get PC Game Pass, do you get EA? Rob, you have PC Game Pass, right?
Yeah, of course.
Do you get EA Play?
I feel like you do if you go for Game Pass Ultimate.
Oh.
Oh yeah, so you have to bundle it together with the Xbox Game Pass to get EA Play.
But yeah. And the Ultimate one.
That's why I have it, because I got the Ultimate so that it's back like PC Ultimate. And console.
Ultimate, dude. By the way, new announcement.
You have to go through the EA. Oh, yep, I see it. I think you have to actually like bundle it together.
We're now releasing Goons Games and Gear Plus as a subscription service. for $2.99, right on YouTube, you won't be calling it a member. You could call it a member. You get like emotes. Early access to videos. We're trying to introduce
community
a new like
nights.
Yeah, community nights, which is if you're listening or watching this episode before the 12th of April,
there's
we're
like
doing
a handful of games that would even be worth it on here. That is not worth it at all. But it is worth your time to spend $2.99 to become a member of Goons Games of Gear today.
A couple other perks while we're talking about it. Some of those videos that you can watch as a member include taste testing Korean beverages and the biggest Rainbow Six Siege pack opening ever.
You picked like one super clickbait and one for funsies.
Those are the ones that are currently showing up.
That's fair. Dude, people wonder why everyone's poor. Granted, yes, this is a choice that you make to buy this kind of subscription service. But every year there's some like $2 increase. You know, remember when Netflix was like $8?
Dude, Netflix was like literally $6. No ads, no.
Right.
Commercials or whatever the heck they do now. Now it's like it's almost $30 for Netflix a month or something.
If
like
you
that.
Want even if you even want to smell or say the word 4K, it's like 25.
Right. And then they nerfed like sharing. Like they track your location with a little belt around your neck. Hi, you signed up for Netflix. Here's your shock collar. Please wear it at all times.
Rob, do you have any subscription services?
A few of them.
Really?
Well, our premium subscription for starters.
Nice.
Nice.
There's Game Pass.
Nice.
I mean, it's more of a membership than anything else, but I'd figure my Scape membership could probably count as a subscription service.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fair.
And for a while, when I was playing The Old Republic for a little while, I had the subscription service as well.
It's free to play now, Rob.
To be fair,
it's already always been free to play, but you just get more perks as a member in that. Right. So it's just one of those MMOs that has a subscription service that I didn't honestly mind playing. Because I ended up getting some fat drip from my Sith Inquisitor, so...
I gotta go back
to you know, to be fair to RuneScape, I think the price a month alone is just worth it for this.
I think I have...
You know, that, like just hearing that is kind of worth it.
Yeah, if you join RuneScape, you can hear the full version of it in Port Serum. Play today!
Hybrid Neo, paying member, says, Spotify is the most worst subscription, in my opinion. You know, I want to clarify here. So I get my Apple Music, I know, haha, bundled with my phone service. They're getting a lot better for what it's worth. Like, I like now they get monthly recaps. I assume Spotify's had this, but they're finally getting to recaps. And I was going to share in the music channel, which everyone should totally join the Discord. But then I noticed like the 200th song on that playlist was like a song from Hazbin Hotel. And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't share this. Maybe I shouldn't.
Actually, I have a few songs from Hazbin on mine, so.
I also have a playlist of just Rob screaming. Like, it's just like a...
my voice still kind of hurts.
I will agree with Neo, though. Like, one of the things that Spotify just introduced with their membership is that you can also listen to, like, audiobooks. Didn't... So not just podcasts, but you can listen to a prolonged period of... audiobooks per month and then kind of keep up with it after that. So that's how I listen to all of the solo leveling audiobooks that are currently out, is I listen to it on Spotify.
Derek, so I'm sorry, continue.
No, you're good. Like their membership, like, sure, the price keeps going up, but it's still pretty worth it in my opinion, because now you have access to all the music that's on Spotify, obviously, because there are some that's not going to be there. You have access to most podcasts, including Goons, Games, and Gear. You can listen to us on Spotify,
Apple Music.
Watch and listen.
Yeah, watch and listen.
Yeah. And now you get audiobooks for free every month.
And yes, we're working on a deal with Rob for an audiobook. We're just trying to figure out the right book. I would kill for it. I would kill for like a RuneScape cookbook read to me.
Rob?
Dude, how sick would that be? Rob, I'm just saying, dude, we've always said Rob would be a voice. Look, I'm not thirsting. I'm just saying that we've always said you'd be a great voice actor, and I would love to hear that. Derek, didn't we have, it might have been you, or I'm not sure if I'm trying to like jump on your idea, or we had an idea together. Wasn't there some idea floated that like, it was like we said Spotify dating should be a thing where like it just matches you with other people listening to the same music?
Oh, God, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it was mine and pretend that you're in it, but yeah. No, Derek had this like idea that like, if you know, it, like once or maybe just some kind of dating service where just like
under your yearly Wrapped, it's just like, all right, this is all your stats and this is the love of your life.
This woman listens to the exact same emo songs as you did. She's going through the same shit you are. So you ear. We're gonna send you her contact
information. This wildlife has a special message for you. Yeah, this chick over here, perfect for you. Thanks, Kev.
Spotify dating 100% should be a thing.
I like your idea of Spotify dating way more than I ever liked your idea of League of Legends dating.
Oh God!
you get ganked as much as she does.
Toxic mid laner. Guess what?
So is she. She's also a piece of shit. So you should date her right now.
Neo.
Let's see what Neo says. Neo says that actually thinks Spot stats has a matchmaking fee. No, it doesn't.
No,
everyone takes our ideas. Okay. Voice Critical took my streaming of Siege.
Dude,
okay.
He's actually streaming them out.
Just stop putting your ideas out there.
Okay, I just won't stream. You're right. I'll keep
done. Them all to myself then.
Members only. I think it'd be a funny. It'd be an interesting feature, honestly. Like once a month, just like 10 people near you that listen to the same stuff as you. That'd be such a great icebreaker. Like, I know. Yeah. Hey, I see you're listening to Mayday Parade and you're listening to Miserable at Best.
I know you're miserable. I want to be miserable with this person. Yeah.
Do you want to sit and be miserable with me?
Yeah, right. So, like,
hang out, listen to music.
Although, so okay. I'm looking at Spotify's pricing. So it's 11 for one person,
yeah.
15 for two, and then 17 for family. I mean, at that point, wouldn't you just go for the family if you had even two people? Because then you could rope other people in.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
The caveat with that is that periodically, Spotify will send out email notifications to the people on your thing, and their address.
Hey man, you should be worried about Derek.
You should leave your husband.
you should be worried that your family member is listening to this kind of music.
No,
like it's just family warnings. Member listen to. I don't want to live anymore. 900 times this year. Maybe check on them.
But no, the family membership will email the people on your account and have them verify their address, and it has to match yours or they lose.
Really?
Yes. So whoever the account holder is, for example, I have the Spotify family. I need to keep it. It's not even my current address anymore, if I'm going to be honest. Spotify,
I stole the address, right? Right.
It's right. It's not. It's an old address of mine, but I use it because it's the easiest for myself, my sister, my kid to all use. So it's like a centralized location. But yeah, if for whatever reason my kid gets the email and goes, "Oh, this is my address," and he puts in his current address, it will revoke his Spotify account and say that this person does not live with you.
What?
Yeah, so it's like a household family plan.
That's dumb.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a way around it. You know, join the Discord. I'll reveal the secrets of how to get around it. We won't do it live.
I just did, in case
they're listening. But no.
I just did.
No. Don't listen to George. The real secrets are in the Discord.
Yeah. Yes.
And then you get 15 hours of listening time from her audiobook catalog. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's good. Really, you listen to audiobooks, Dirk?
They have some good ones on there. Their catalog they've put on there. Just to start already is like I would never sign up for like Audible or any of the like actual audiobook websites now.
I don't know. I guess, like, I have no interest in it, but
you ever wanted to get into the Witcher book series but don't have the time to sit down and actually read it?
Right.
It's on Spotify.
Or you're like me and I don't know how to read, then you know, yeah. Someone reads it to me and it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. Rob, do you have Spotify, right?
No, I don't use Spotify.
YouTube. Rob's cooler than literally everyone, and honestly, YouTube music isn't that bad at all.
He's got a banger soundtrack on there.
Oh, dude, Rob plays.
See, the thing you have to understand about how I take an approach to music is, man, there sure is a lot of cool music I like out there. Why don't I just put it into a list with no organization whatsoever?
Class. You know that shuffle button? I do that myself.
I am the shuffle button.
I am the shuffler.
Oh my god, I just missed the Rob cam. Damn it.
I know. I tried to screenshot it.
You missed my disgusting, slovenly attempted male gamer Riz.
It was hot, honestly.
I tend to have some pretty good recommendations on music, and I like to take pride in it.
Literally recently, a good friend of ours, Cullen, he asked, "Hey guys, do you have any recommendations for like video game music?" And Rob just like hit him hard with these recommendations,
and they were all bangers. Yeah, I listened to every single one of them that he put in there.
Guys.
Yeah, I mean, they're literally just all great songs.
Which is why you should join the Discord, because if you say, if you at Dead Dauntless on Discord, be like, "Hey man, I ain't listening."
Join the Discord, ask him for his playlist, he'll give it to you. Your life will change. I mean, yeah, you know, I lost my virginity to that playlist.
That happened years ago, I'm pretty sure. I lost my
virginity. And how could you not? It was to the playlist, though, so.
I wasn't even.
I just knew. I searched Rob's playlist and I did it.
And she was like, "Wow, this is a great playlist, and you're looking great tonight."
Who made this? And I'm like, "Oh, Rob." And then she left, and she's like, "I'm going to find Rob."
And then, you know, as she's like kissing your neck, you just hear like, "Rob." I'm like, what was that? What?
Teardrop. Dude, single teardrop.
Could you imagine a Rob Radio? Like, you know how sick that would be?
Oh my god.
Rob Radio. Yes.
24 hour live streams where Rob just drops the beats.
Unironically, real talk. I kind of wish I would have done something with like radio, because I always think that's like the cool.
Are you kidding me?
Right. I always thought that was cool. Run your own radio station, play your jams. I hate that you'd have to get things licensed and everything like that, and I'm sure that's a whole bureaucratic nightmare.
No, dude, there's a certain,
you know, having a whole radio segment just talking people through a day.
It's what a podcast is, basically, just put both music. Eric,
hold on. I got this. Become a YouTube member today to fund the future Goons Games and Gear Rob Radio Play.
Dude, that would be so cool.
We do it in the Discord as one of the voice channels, and Rob's just there. It's like the movie, the stage one, and Rob's the DJ.
What do we do, like shortwave radio? We could do shortwave
radio. Oh, yeah, you totally could.
Yeah. Oh, right, absolutely. Yeah.
The stage 98.4 GG&G.
Rob, the stages on Discord go up to like 200. Actually, we're paying, so I think we get more. And just have people join in and be make it so they can't talk, and it's just you talking. It's like, all right, like, man, that was quite the banger from Mega Man 2. You know, when I played that game, it was,
good old Metal Man, bro. Good old Metal Man.
Anyway, here's Doom. I really like
the fact that you could literally sodomize him with his own metal blades, and it was just as effective as his actual weakness.
This could be a thing. Maybe if we set it as one of the member goals, we can do a member goal.
The 100 member goal.
Radio.
Yeah, 100 member goal. Rob Radio kind of thing. The once a week. Honestly, unless just more. Give me
something to do, because I feel like everybody that I know is being like, "Oh, I'm so busy now. I'm so busy now," and I'm literally sitting here like, "Am I doing something wrong? I feel like I'm not that busy." Compared to most people.
I'll give you something to do. All right.
I just have too many D&D games, Rob. Otherwise, I'd be right there with you.
It's like, I understand that people have like significant others and other things going on, like major life stuff, and I'm literally just sitting here like, I'm working on my career.
Yay.
That's it.
You're doing something, Ben.
Right. Don't worry. Well, 100 members, guys, Rob Radio will be a thing. And then if you guys want it more than once a week, we'll have that discussion. And I guess I really that just like lead down that lead up a path of Rob just takes over Goons Games and Gear. He's just like,
I know, then he takes over.
Takes over. And then it's just like, then I'm just, I can't be thirsty. Never mind. I can't. Anyway,
Rob Radio featuring Goons Games and Gear.
It's ironic because it's a surprise piece of Rob lore for everybody involved. But like, everything I've done up to my life, this is where the lore starts, by the way. Everything I've done up to my life in my life up till this point has literally been so I could just be a bum at home.
I thought you meant to be a DJ.
Yeah,
I thought that's where that was going.
See, that would be cool, but it's like, I don't know what it is. It's like, every time I go out, and thanks EA for spurring this along, by the way. I really love sharing things
about my life. We're trying to do Goons Games in Therapy right now.
Goons Games in Therapy, let's go. It's like, what do you do when every part of your life has been pretty much leading up to, I want to live the most comfortable life I can.
Yeah, what do you think started this?
That's like the goal, right?
I feel like that's not like a bad thing. I think that is the goal.
No, not at all.
Just, right.
Like, I just want to do stuff so I have the ability to just live life the way I want.
Yeah. Why do they work so hard doing this every freaking day?
And that's why you should be a member today. Fund it, Rob Radio, it'll be great. And then we'll turn it into Rob Retro, and then we'll put my name on everything, and I can finally get these losers out of here.
Dude, I love this.
I'm keeping George.
Nia says, how deep does the Rob iceberg go? Dude, it's a deep...
In order to talk about that, we have to talk about quarter parallel universes.
A little clap. Yeah, so Rob Lore. Yeah, we'll have a video. Oh, dude, I want to draw me.
Maybe half a press.
Do you guys remember those videos, Draw Me, where it's like, it was like 20 minutes into someone's lore, and it's just like in like.
Oh, those Draw My Life?
Yeah. Mine would be pretty sad for like the first, 27 years, but.
God, mine would actually be a travesty. I hope you guys like stick figures and trauma dumping, because that's all you're getting out of me. I'm going to apologize to my family if they're watching this, but it ain't going to be good. Names aren't going to be shared, but it ain't going to be good.
Yeah, but the ending would be good. Like, then I joined Dungoon's Games and Gear, and then they invited me to be on a podcast, and then they got big, and then now I'm a co-host, and now I'm a radio DJ, and life's really starting to tell.
Yeah. Right, and now I own them.
Franchising out across like 13 locations. I'm franchising them. I'm franchising a Mr. Beast Burger.
Pop. Oh, they're gone.
Me and Jimmy are opening a new chain.
Oh my god, that was fun. But
thank you, EA.
Yeah, thanks EA for making.
Ragging on EA to bring people closer together.
Oh, honestly, yeah.
Ubisoft and EA, we get.
One last note, together. Rob, yeah. who's the DJ, was it Fallout 3, Three Dog? Was that his name? What's the radio guy? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
The radio guy, you know, he's he's part of the main quest.
There are more than one radio guy.
Fallout
3. When you go save.
Three, yeah.
I think it's Three Dog.
Yeah, that was Three Dog.
And then the girl takes over.
Yeah, Three Dog.
Like, there's a couple. It's Three Dog in three. There's
so Mr. when I New said Vegas, Three Dog, how do you not say, oh, yeah, I know. What?
Yeah, that's one of them.
That dead ass was not listening.
DJ Rob.
Anyway, I want a Fallout mod where it's Rob in place of Three Dog. Like, I want the radio to start there. Like, you turn in, like, on your Pip-Boy.
I alone am the honored one, and I legitimately hate hearing you talk.
That's rough. it's okay, because luckily I have... Oh, never mind, I won't do it.
I always wondered what it'd be like to voice a mod for something like that, and just lend my voice. I know it'd be, like, some amateur stuff, and I need, like, a better microphone, I feel like, because I wouldn't want to half-ass it. Imagine you're just you're walking along in the wasteland, right? You're just dinking along, laser rifle in hand. You're just like, minding your own business, and all of a sudden you just hear Three Dog.
Well, I wouldn't be Three Dog. I might be Retro Rob.
Like, oh, hey guys, it's Retro Rob. It's Retro Rob.
Retro Rob.
Coming at you live.
97.9 Retro Rob. Let the dogs out.
Scarred by the fires of radiation. Yeah, anyway, here's Wonderwall.
Oh, yeah, I would kill for that. I would kill for that. That'd be so good. Holy crap. Yeah, my best friend got killed by a mutant today. It was pretty rough. I watched it in a bloodbath.
The mutant just picked him up by his arms and just, like, twisted, and it just... he was just a nice pile of
spaghetti. Yeah, it's like, anyway, what's your story? Yeah, man. My buddy got blasted
for a while.
Yeah, so
I remember being coming down from a jet high and thinking it was like spaghetti or something. It was.
Damn, man, that's rough.
Well, anyway, here's accidentally in love.
Here's Payphone by Maroon 5.
What is it? Imagine Dragons was radioactive.
Right? Yeah.
No,
they're illegal. They'll come for us. Quick.
Yeah, every time
they're worse than Nintendo.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
They've had
enough of us.
Dude, they hit us multiple times.
They've taken us down before and they won't do it again.
They know it's by name at this point, bro. Oh yeah.
It was like the one game awards they played, we live streamed it like reactions or whatever. And they like it literally said taken down by Imagine Dragons.
Yeah, it was actually because
they performed there.
Right. We were talking over it.
You
yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. You couldn't hear the music. Like we were talking over it the whole time. No, with
YouTube, you have to mute that completely. Like you cannot have it playing.
You gotta just like censor them. It's like a profit.
All right, caller, what's your message? Yeah, my I saw my girlfriend turn radioactive and eat my best friend, and I don't know what to do. Oh man, that sucks. Here's Accidentally in Love by Crows. Yeah, I would want the gimmick for the radio station to be like, like the worst possible choice in song.
Yeah, right. You cannot.
Yeah, my girlfriend just cheated on me and left me. Man, dude, that's sorry. I'm so sorry. Anyway, here's All Star by Smash Mouth.
Anyway, All Star by Smash Mouth. We'll see you guys later. I'm gonna go shoot up Psycho in the bathroom.
I'm gonna go have sex with this guy's girlfriend. See you later, guys.
Come back. I am once again asking for people to donate right away to our radio service. I'm not going to name names or say why, but anyway, here's My Way by Frank Sinatra, right, like, while I try and figure out why I suddenly have two appendages.
Last time I spoke, I know I said I was going to have sex with that guy's girlfriend, but turned out she's a super mute, so I didn't do that. I did not tap that.
I didn't tap that. She tapped me. It was actually really traumatic.
I'm in pain. Anyway, here's down.
Everything hurts, and I'm pretty sure part of my pelvis is broken. Anyway, here's Buddy Holly.
Here's Hey Jude by the Beatles. See, now this is a radio station I can get behind.
God, that's some smiling friends level nonsense for a radio station.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah, that was so good. I would love, dude. I would kill for that kind of.
Anybody takes that idea from us, I swear I'm coming. Okay,
no, dude. I would listen to that kind of radio station.
You just have to keep an eye out for it. If it gets taken within the next 7 days, I swear to God, we're driving to that streamer's house and we're beating them.
Critical.
Within an inch of their property with rakes.
Reminds me when the BBC Dance Radio announced the Queen's death right before a beat drop. What? No way! Oh, that actually happened, Neo. Holy crap!
Awesome. Wow. That actually happened.
And I mean, everyone, the Queen is down. Boom! Bonfire! 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 Bow! Queen dead. Just put in the remix.
Holy mental, dude.
That's awesome.
Wow. Right, how do we get this mod happening? Guys, seriously, get us 200 members. Rob Radio, please. And thank you. That's the dream. Now we know what the Rob's calling is, truly. He might be on the podcast list, but he'll have a radio station. Honestly, that's a sacrifice I'm willing to make.
Yeah.
I mean, works for the report of the week, but I mean, be fair, he's got a pretty high following. So,
who, most critical?
No, report of the week. The guy does the food review that actually eats it like prim and proper and dresses up pretty snazzily, actually. Oh, yeah.
I've never been so disappointed.
Review bra, if you're out there, hit us up. The good work, man.
Come on the podcast. Oh, Rob will interview.
Okay. All right, let's move on.
I actually would. I would be okay with that.
All right. Okay. This is my article because I could get really pissed off about it. But everyone know Roku, the awesome TV manufacturer. Boy. So I wasn't too happy about
this article.
Here's some fun facts. One, Roku actually makes TVs and sells them at a massive loss. Their entire profit is through ads on their main screen and their free streaming service.
Sustainable profit. Yeah.
So. What did they decide to do about this? They decided they're patenting? I don't know. Patenting. Thank you. Basically, they want a patent, so it wants to detect when you pause your video game or anything else really that's connected to it, HDMI-wise, and it'll say, hey, they're paused. Let's show them an ad. And this is not only just incredibly disgusting, but there's no doubt in my mind it's going to malfunction some way, and you're going to play a game, and then you know, something happens and it just plays an ad. And you know how pissed off I'd be? Like, here comes the last. Imagine playing Halo 3, like, and you're in the last cutscene and it's just like, hey, come to Arby's, you know?
Arby's, we have the meats.
Meat.
You know, it's just like, dude, this whole ad pops, like, these companies have no leg to stand on. We're like, oh, people shouldn't use ad blockers when you're like actually raping us with ads. It's fucking insane. It's wild.
Really, really bad. And I really think these companies are just trying to push the envelope and see how hard they can go before. Yeah, it's like right there up top in the article where it says seemed determined to test just how much advertising consumers are willing to tolerate. Newsflash, assholes, we weren't willing to tolerate it in the first place.
Right. There was a video, you know, our competitor Moist Critical there, that he put out like a couple weeks ago, that he was like watching some video during one of his live streams, and he didn't have the ad blocker on, and it played 8 ads all a minute, like a minute plus, for a 30-second video on some like news site. And I was like, what? Like, I would never even sit to watch the 2 seconds of an ad. I would just click away and be like, no. Right. I'm never getting this info now.
Yeah, I didn't want this information that bad.
No one's ever in the wrong for using ad blocker.
Not only is it always like 8 minutes or just an obscene amount of ads, especially if you go on these news sites without an ad blocker, they're everywhere on the website. Oh, everywhere. God,
yeah. The Roku TV could wait for extended audio silence or simply analyze the on-screen frames to gauge when movement has stopped. Among other approaches. The panel mentions using automatic content recognition to detect what you're watching on an Apple TV or playing on a console to present with relevant ads. ACR is nothing new and one of those things that many of us agree to when we quickly go through a new TV's initial setup. So, and the worst part about that is in Roku, I think specifically Roku, I'm not sure about the other ones. If you don't agree to the initial terms, they just won't let you use the TV. You can't actually have access to TV if you don't agree to the initial terms.
No, is it the TV and the streaming services, or can you actually still use it as a display? No,
you can't use it. Like I'm not sure.
You have to make a Roku account in order to use their TV. It's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't. Like, I'm not sure if you could. You could probably switch the inputs, but. I don't think it'll allow you to go to even to the main screen unless you just agree to their slavement terms. I mean, agreement terms, you know, it's just like, dude, ads are just, I understand ads, but they just exploded and it's just so terrible. It's,
you know what though? I don't think that you could even hook up via like an HDMI cable to something because there is no switch input on a Roku remote. You have to be able to scroll over and actually
select. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. The app that you're using, which is generally HDMI 1, HDMI 2. So if they block you access to that, no, I don't think that you'd be able to even use like an Xbox or an Apple TV or anything like that. Because unfortunately, there's no input. It's settings, home, back.
And yeah, then, like, but. I think it's funny that you had to have the Roku remote there, but I think, at least on the older models, I don't know about the newest ones, there's buttons on the side and you could switch it. That's how my other one used to work. I don't know if they ever stopped using that. I'm talking about the TV itself, not the remote.
Maybe.
I missed it when Roku remotes actually had an aux port. Do you guys remember that?
You could just plug headphones into it and have the remote there.
So like when I watched porn on my TV, it was so cool that it was silent, you know?
Then my headphones were on and I wouldn't hear anybody come in. And I'm just sitting there just like
in the living room. Right.
The window wide open, like the curtains not shut.
You know when you drive past certain homes, like you drive through, like you're driving on the street, you can see into their house because their blinds are open, they're like watching TV. Like, whoa, that guy's into some interracial stuff. All right. I mean, oh, he has the headphones in at least. Like, at least I don't have to hear it.
Oh, neat. Yeah.
Like, it's insane.
How could the future be so cool and yet suck so hard?
I don't know, man. It's honestly depressing. Sad. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Like
remember when commercials actually used to be good too? Boomer as I am to be saying this, where you actually wanted to because they were catchy back in the day. Now they're just soulless cash grabs. With degrees that say books say that this is pure advertising. Buy product.
Semi-relevant. I still sing the 877-393-4448 song. I don't know what it's for, but like that is forever ingrained. But
if I was ever in an emergency, that is the first
one. Stanley
Stewart. J.G. Wentworth. The guys with the guitars. What was it? It was like
I know you're talking about.
freecreditreport.com? Was that it?
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
Freecreditreport.com.
Remember the Cartoon Network commercials that were promoting their own cartoons? Like, it was like a mashup. I love those.
Yeah, that's right. Remember when they actually went on Nickelodeon and threw like a 30-second advert
yeah,
on
there? Yeah, they like took over their airtime. That was awesome.
Yeah, Neil makes a good point. I don't remember the last time I bought something because I saw an ad for it. I can't think of a single time I ever... like bossing directly
maybe down years and years down the line, maybe when it's kind of out of style or something like that, but I've never looked at an ad and been like, I have to go out and get that right now.
Wait, you guys didn't buy a shake weight because of the ads?
No, I didn't want to practice my technique for you later.
Since I was like a kid.
I did see an ad for a pocket device of pleasure. That was a targeted ad though.
And, like Fat Hero, like I'm interested in playing, but like I haven't.
Wait, dedicated when you to when it you yet. Say those devices, I thought you were talking about like ballistic gel.
Yeah, I got a lot of ballistic gel. Yeah, I got a lot of ballistic gel. I mean a lot. Mm. It's like
yeah, I gotta calibrate my ballistics in that gel. You know what I'm saying?
I'll see ads for like these AFK games. I'm like, where did you get this for me? Like, why is this targeted for me? I don't understand why people play AFK games. So why I don't want to play it.
Okay, I can actually answer that. Okay, I can answer that.
Good.
Watching number go up and get exponentially bigger make Happy Chemical go yay. As long as there's no microtransactions.
Isn't that the whole point though?
No,
that's like cookie clicker.
That's insane.
That's a good example.
Have you guys played those games?
Yes. Yeah, Melvor Idol's an idle game.
Why though? What are you gaining?
I don't know, it's just something to do.
Something to do that doesn't require a lot of attention or effort. You just log in. Most games you do like a few.
Plus, it's also quests and then... yeah, it's also RuneScape themed, and I mean, I'm all for RuneScape content, and they actually do have a couple of DLCs for it.
What is it?
Melvor Idol.
Don't get there.
What is that? Wait, hold on. I gotta look this up. Wait,
it's a RuneScape themed idol game that's actually endorsed by them.
I would rather swallow these dice than play an AFK game.
G-Phone, you never played like.
Give you a bunch of stuff to do.
You never played Adventure Capitalist?
Oh no! I played it an idle game before. I just never heard of that Melbourne.
Yeah, wasn't that Tiny Tower one of them too?
Yeah.
No, that was not an AFK game though. The Tiny Tower was great though. I played Tiny Tower.
It was because it still gave timers on things.
There are timers on things. That was from the build stuff and like, but you there's plenty of stuff to do beyond the timer. I wouldn't consider. But that game was pretty dope.
My shitty little iPod Touch. I remember those days.
Yeah, my game was awesome. That was a banger.
I am incredibly guilty of downloading new idle games periodically, playing them for like a month and a half straight, and then
you just got
to
know.
Moving on to the next one.
If I said to myself, "Wow, I can't believe I just played an AFK game if I chose to do AFK game over actually doing something for like the YouTube channel, I would actually just like punch my wall. Like I just wasted time on this.
Something to do while you're in the bathroom for a little bit, make some progress, and bada bing, bada boom.
That's what my Elden Ring Volume 1 and 2 books are for, and reading and videos.
Yeah, do you rip pages out of them to wipe?
Sometimes. Am I out of toilet paper? Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do. You know,
I beat this boss already, so I don't need.
So I don't recommend toilet paper given my condition. Get a bidet.
God, that'd be awesome. Have you guys ever used one? I've never got the luxury.
No, I want to get one.
That sounds awesome.
I'm kind of scared though. It's my first time.
Oh my god, the water's such a hard stream.
I'm afraid of it just being really cold, and that's like my biggest fear.
Derek, I know how we can easily solve this.
I'll get a hose.
Well, no. A couple friends of ours recently just bought a new house, and one of their bathrooms has a bidet in it. So, when you go over, eventually, you can be like, "Yo, is it cool if I try this?" And I'm sure they won't have a problem with it.
And there's like all they're like socializing. All here is oh,
dude, nice bidet. That was awesome.
that bidet was awesome. I might go back.
I'm coming back for the bidet.
I gotta take a whiz, but honestly, I might use the bidet.
Yeah, I just peed too. That was the worst part. Like, I don't. but it also works as a water fountain, so it's good to know.
You didn't drink that water, right? You didn't say it couldn't.
you said
it shoots water.
No.
Water fountain shoots water too, right? Therefore. Therefore, I'm not really in the wrong.
Therefore, I technically used it right, so.
One week later, you're just like devastatingly sick. Like, it was going to be.
You drank the poopy water.
You drank bidet water. No, it's just allergies, man. Allergies.
It's just, I just got a tummy ache.
What was that video game console? The Quanya? There was like a cube. Derek, do you remember that? It was like
the Ouya.
Yeah. I don't know what it means. We should get an Ouya review in 2024.
We should, yeah. We bought an Ouya in 2024. This is what happened.
Oh my god.
Nothing. This is what happened, but like your pants are down, your ass is blurred. I have the cube.
It's in there, the controller's in there.
No, I wanted to like. I want the thumbnail to be like, I'm trying to insert it. Like, I did what with the onion in 2024? And did you like, yeah, that's how I'd get clickbait, you know?
They can't be that expensive, right?
I think they are. I think they're since no one has them in pristine condition. To me, they're like hundreds of dollars.
Damn. You're telling me I missed out?
Oh, absolutely.
How do you even spell that?
Ouya? O-U-Y-A? There's looking at him.
Yeah. I'm on it. I got one for $100.
Perfect. $100. Get it.
Guys, $100 donation goal. We get an Ouya.
We do a review. We live stream it somehow. What does it take? Like, what kind of
ports? It's not supported anymore.
I don't know how it works, to be honest.
There's no way they're not supporting anymore. It was a complete failure.
Oh, it's got an HDMI port.
Perfect, dude. Yeah. it's like our cats were like, "You sure you want to record this?" Like,
there's nothing on here.
You sure
you want to play this?
Ooh, okay. All right, we got one more before we hit the old Dutch truck because this has been an extended episode, basically. So this is look. I love this conversation because I've read this kind of thing before. So basically. sorry, Colin said, "Screw you guys, I'm playing Tetris on my TI-84, the calculator." Dude, I
respect that more than the Ouya. People play Doom on there. Like, come on.
Dude, people are finding ways to play Doom on everything. They'll find a way to play Doom on like a cashier, a register, you know?
Right.
You know, it's like, dude, anyway. So, the last article here, basically, this person goes through I'll go through like the finer points here, but this person like basically experiences racism in Baldur's Gate 3 and can't comprehend the fact that there's racism in Baldur's Gate 3. You know, it's a fantasy video game. And it's like, I think by the end of it, they're like, I'm still not sure. Oh wait, what is this? In a game, as long as Baldur's Gate 3 will be, it is crucial that I care about what's happening in the world, or I'm not going to make it to the end. And trust me, if I didn't care before, I care now.
I'm surprised this isn't a Kotaku article.
Yeah, really. So like here's my, I'm not sure if this is a hot take, but it's a fantasy world. Like, people are not going to like other people. It's not a perfect world. Like, you guys, George, you play D&D, Robbie too. You have played D&D all the time. Like it adds to the it adds to the world building. Like, you know, I'm not like George. Is there what is like an actual example of like in-game racism in D&D?
Drow, the elves from like the Underdark, and Duergar used to be referred to as dark elves and dark dwarves, because their skin pigmentation was a darker color and they live in the dark. Other ones are like calling elves like knife ears, things like that, because their ears are pointed.
Right. You can't
say that. Well, let's see. In the Elder Scrolls, there's dark elves calling anybody that isn't a dark elf Enwa.
Isn't it like orcs just in general, too? Like, orcs are like.
Goblins are generally a race that is feared and hated on as. Like. Right, the racism can extend. So, like, those are just like your typical humanoid races or whatever. But then people don't take into account like goblins. Goblins are, quote, usually inherently evil. So obviously you have to
kill them.
Hate the goblins, and you hunt down goblins, and they're. But then you throw things at people as like a D&D player where you go to a entire civilization of goblins and realize, oh, hey, they're people. But like, yes, racism has been most of the GMs and DMs now try to flare it out. But yeah, like there was always a ton of racism, but the game was made back in the early 70s, 80s. So like,
but here's my issue with it. It's just it's a fantasy world, like obviously in the real world that's it's not okay. And I'm not saying it's okay in the fantasy world either. But what I am saying is that if you're making a fantasy video game and it's like you have dragons hating goblins, whatever. Maybe I'll be like, you know what? I'm gonna fight against the dragons because I don't like the fact that they're racist. What a concept, you know? Maybe it just shows you're a good person. You want to fight against it. It adds an antagonist to the series as like obviously you're not racist, so you're going to be against the racism in the game and you want to fight against it. Like I'm not seeing the issue why we have to remove it from these fantasy games. Didn't Wizards of the Coast recently?
Who's like the a-hole that decided racism needed to be in it in the first place? Right. Like what? Like, whose bright idea was it? Like, oh, I don't like goblins for who they are. And it's like, why? Why? I'm playing D&D, a fantasy game. I don't want to worry about this like real life issue. Oh yeah. Why do I have to worry about this real life issue in my fantasy world? Or like, I could just hate goblins because I hate goblins. They killed my daughter or something, right?
Right.
Like,
yeah. No. Cares? Yeah. That's another thing. Like, right. Right. Right.
Right, like, it doesn't have to mean I'm racist towards goblins because, I don't like them. Like, okay, like, you just don't like them for, because they're bad people. Like, right? Like, it's, there can be a reason, like, oh, they killed my family. Okay, I hate goblins because they killed my family. It's not a racism, like, thing, right? Like, I don't know. It's stupid.
I point you to the anime/manga Goblin Slayer. That my friends, if he is just dead set on ending the goblin race. But right. In his defense, I think all goblins in his universe are just evil. But either way, like I believe Wizard of the Coast recently said that like they're making a bunch of changes so there's like no racism in like their fantasy worlds. I just think it makes for better like story building. Like,
yeah, I'm gonna side with you on this one. I feel like if it was an issue over 1,000 years ago, I feel like it's still valid in a fantasy setting, and you can make whatever commentary you want to about it. I feel like it's just how some things are. People love to be fucking haters, man. Right. It happens. It doesn't mean you have to actively engage with it. It's weird if you want to engage in it.
Right,
it's
right, very right.
Weird, actually. But nobody's saying you have to engage it.
Right.
But it's like exposure. Like, if you're exposed to it, you understand that that it can happen, and you can take steps to correct that behavior. It's like, nobody wants to take a bad situation anymore, be it for at the top for developers, script writers, even in Congress or whatever have you. Nobody wants to look at these issues and take it as a learning experience on what not to do. And understand that having it in there doesn't necessarily mean that you should do it. I don't know, it's just the amount of attention that's put on things like this is just weird to me. It costs exactly $0.00 not to be a piece of shit, guys. Come on.
Right. George, you were going to say something?
I was going to say similar. Like, I'm also in the same camp, right? Like, I think it's okay to portray as long as they give you the options to semi-combat it, right? Because, I don't know. Being able to go through that and not have the option of saying like, yo, this is stupid, this is wrong, like punching the guard, for example.
Right.
Those are all ways of saying like, hey, it is a prevalent issue in the world. However, your actions can decide to be better. I like that kind of idea and that concept. And to be fair, like, yes, they do refer to the tieflings as, like, parasites and stuff like that. However, what is not being mentioned is the fact that it's not just a race thing. It's a fact that it is a group of refugees that are fleeing their entire civilization being destroyed. So, like, that's also a factor, right? So now you're gonna... I don't know. Like, I think it's not a problem to portray it to an extent. I think if it's forcefully thrown in your face throughout the entirety of, like, a game the size of Baldur's Gate 3, which we're still playing through, like, if it was constantly shoved down our throat, but if it's a small section and a few characters here and there, it makes it really easy to determine what type of, like, adventurer slash hero you want to be, right? Like, are you going to put up with it, or are you going to try to put a stop to it? Because, sure, it's an NPC. There's really nothing stopping you from, after the dialogue, hearing it, murdering that guy and being like, okay, cool, it's done. Oh, some people don't like me anymore? Okay, I did what I had to do. Like, there's options, but I don't know. I don't think it's not example. Worth playing an entire game if that's the route people are going.
In my, right. I was going to say, like, in a normal D&D campaign, it would be so easy to, like, for any of your players to, like, combat racism, because they're, like, fully in, they're making their own character. In Baldur's Gate 3, like, yeah, it's a fantasy game, you're making your own character, but they still have limited lines, you know, like, record lines, whatnot. So, like, and the added ways to say, like, defending the tiefling in that situation, right? That was basically the gist, like, you punch the guard,
yeah.
Because,
yeah.
Right. So, like, that's why, like, I agree. If they had, so, like, there's racism and you could do nothing about it, that'd be a little, like, a little sketchy. But in a fantasy world, like, especially in, like, Baldur's Gate, like, not everything's perfect. You know, it's like, that's what causes turmoil. That's what causes, you know, maybe a quest line, like, oh, you know, getting back at this dude because he like, called someone else, you know, a tiefling or whatever, you know, or whatever breed. So it's just, like, I think people either, like, take a step back, realize, hey, it's a fantasy world, like, racism's gonna exist, and it, you know what, it's my character, and I want them to be against it, therefore, I'm going to do something about it.
Right.
I think it's that simple. It's, like, it's actually just that simple. Yeah, so...
Also, I was just gonna say that, even in a live game that I'm playing...
Super racist. I mean, I
well, to an extent,
but I killed all the goblins.
No, it's more in line with what G-Fung was talking about earlier. Because, like, what if something happened, right, and it caused your character to deal with it, and how are you deal with it as a player? So, a character of mine, very very short summary: entire family, clan, town destroyed by demons and fiends and, like, infernal creations. Character was brought back to life and now has, like, a deep-seated hatred for demons, infernals, and fiends, most of which are bad, some of which could be constituted as tieflings, in a perfect example. So it's up to my character to decide if every tiefling I see deserves to die, or do I recognize the fact that just because you are an infernal race or whatever doesn't necessarily mean that you are the cause of my own pain and suffering. So I had a situation where I encountered a tiefling merchant, and it was, okay, does the character immediately pull out their weapon and start to murder this person, leave the shop, or just stand there quietly? And I basically stood there quietly, heard what they had to say, and didn't do anything about it, whereas normally it would be like, oh, well, I have this deep-seated hatred because of what happened to me. Doesn't mean you have to act on it. Like, I don't know.
I have a D&D character that he just hates cats that are black with, like white parts of them too. He just can't stand them. Cat dance cam, everyone. Oh my god.
I'm making a character that is a tabaxi, which is a cat, like a feline race, that is black with white all over it.
What's Zelda's opinion?
Party companion.
Wait, what's Zelda's take?
Can you give your opinion on the matter,
please? Yes.
Please speak your mind.
Yes, of course. Yes, understand.
What if Nelly was just like, I hate orcs. They should all die.
Those dirty orcs.
I hate the dirty orcs.
Eat my litter box.
But yes, they're fantasy racers, so like they're not real.
So yeah, my last point on this is just that like it's a fantasy world. You know what? If you made a character and like part of his backstory that he actually just hates, I don't know, orcs. It's a fantasy world. Okay, right. Get over it. Like it. You know what? That's how you want to play that.
Are we really having trouble differentiating fantasy from reality? People in 2024? Are.
Yeah. Like that's the problem. It's like the same thing with the haircuts in Elden Ring.
Yeah,
I can't have representation in the fantasy world of Elden Ring, so I'm not going to play the game.
Yeah,
it's like okay,
Rob, I'm not sure if you play the game. You recall, but this is before they were in, right? But yeah, yeah. It was like this writer, she couldn't play Elden Ring because it didn't have enough black hairstyles. It's like you understand, you have a helmet like 99% of the time, right? So like. You couldn't even see your hair. Right, you're like, this is dumb.
Started.
The best part about it, Kotaku article.
That was
Kotaku. Well, yeah, Kotaku is notorious. Like, I can't believe this article isn't from Kotaku. But
but yeah, so like, you know what? If you want to be a bad person in your fantasy game, that is your choice. Have fun with it, you know? Like,
Neo brings up a very good point, too. Helldivers is literally based on racism, and no one seems to have a problem.
Well, that's different. You're taking care of the robot and bugs like menace.
That's scum.
They're right, though. That's a different. They're right.
See, the problem is that people fall into the propaganda, and Helldivers did a great job. So yeah, it's righteous. So
righteous. Yeah.
Maybe that's what Baldur's Gate needed. They needed more propaganda.
Okay.
Never mind.
We're gonna wrap things up here with a few questions that we had. One, Neo had a question that just said cat. So that's Zelda.
Maybe she is the child.
Back to racism.
The prophecy child. A child of prophecy. Zelda. Zelda will be the one to save the ninja world.
To Goons Games in Gear. They're my favorite channel. Meow.
Ooh. Yeah, so if you want to see more of the cat, you know, watch the live streams. We'll get a cat cam.
Right. Eric, cat cam it? Soon.
Oh, cat cam look soon. At him.
Dump it. I don't know if they're still in here, but Sankey OK asked, how fast can you drive? I want to race you. No idea. No idea who they're referring to.
what?
But here's the thing.
Just to say, hey, bro, race me.
I know, you get your shout out, and that's what you do. I'm proud. I'm impressed.
I'm under the impression that Derek drives the fastest based on his stories of driving to like Canada and Florida.
I set world records.
He's mentioned that, like, oh,
if I get out of the country.
It's like if my mom's driving, it's like this hours. If I'm driving, it's like 3 hours less.
Yeah.
So I would assume Derek is the fastest. I drive like a grandma. Like I'll go barely over the speed limit. I'll be like, I'll tell my girlfriend, I'm like, I'm not moving the car until you put your seatbelt on. Like, I'm just not. And my dad would do this thing that just pissed me off, where right before he'd park, like as he's like turning to a park something, that's he takes off his seatbelt, and it just pissed me off. I could not stand it for the life of me. I'm like, dude, just keep it on until we park. You're like, what's going to happen? I'm like, I don't know, but just keep it on. It's not that difficult, man.
That's the point. Keep it on. You don't know what's going to happen.
Right. And then he got hit by a semi. It was just, you know, like, he sure wore a seatbelt. Right. No, but, yeah, I think Derek's the fastest here. And I think that was really the only...
I think it depends, too, right? Like...
Yeah, how many drinks have you had that night?
No, we don't do that.
We don't endorse that.
We don't endorse nor condone. But no, I mean, I drove from where I'm at to Tennessee in
10 hours.
10 hours.
I went light speed. Brr, Tennessee.
I don't know. Take it told me it was supposed to take 14 and I made it in 10. So
yeah, but were you going faster than the speed of light?
Speed of light, no.
Just some other wacky comments I saw today. Thank you. Okay, also said before, he just said Keanu Reeves, which,
yep.
Yeah, I mean, that's a... Okay. Banger. yeah, banger person. I mentioned it before, but Colin said, screw you guys, I'm playing Tetris on my TI-84. And I said that out of breath, but, yeah, I mean, if you can do it, Was Tetris on the TI-84?
I know you can put it on there. Yeah.
Yeah, but when we were kids, though, I never utilized like calculator games you could put on there. I never utilized them.
Yeah, yeah. Until I didn't get like a TI until college is when they like required them. I feel like.
You'll never have calculators in your pocket. Right.
Buy this $120 calculator. This is all you're ever going to need for your life. It sits in the drawer there. I think the battery's exploded too, so now it's just useless.
I'm contemplating using it as toilet paper.
Yeah.
It is a glorified paperweight. I always like Neo's comment, how deep does the Rob Iceberg go? I enjoyed that one. That was it gave me a good laugh.
That's a good one.
Yeah. But that's about it. Do you guys have any comments before we hit the old dusty trail? And while I look for the outro button, which I hope I put.
Guys, like, comment, subscribe, become a member today. It's $2.99. You get some awesome emotes, early access to videos we post, first access to our community nights, which we will be having this Friday, April 12th. Join us for whatever wins the poll we put in our Discord, which join our Discord. You can enter the poll and see what we play.
I can't find the outro, so this will be our outro.
Check out the videos coming out. We got some funny ones coming out, some bangers, you know. There's our Princess Peach playthroughs also releasing slowly, so check that out. That's pretty much it. More Goons Games and Gear.
Yeah, and we'll see you guys next time.
Remember the name? Yeah.
Yeah, remember
the name.
Also, don't take our great ideas of Rob Radio
and has all been copyrighted. Our lawyers are on speed dial. We will take you down.
Right. Actually, the cat you saw in Derek's lap, that's our lawyer.
She is a CPA, all right? Or whatever the people are called. She will take you down.
It's an accountant.
She will take you down.
With their claw. You like someone opens the door, like, oh, a cute cat with a letter, and just opens the letter, you've been served.
You've been bankrupt.
What? Zelda stands up and has like a little suit on, just like goodbye.
Meow.
Meow. Meow. Meow. All right, that's a good one, guys. We'll see you guys later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.